hookup culture.
What is up, my cubbies? It's your girl, Chris Linehart, and welcome back to Hookup Culture. All right, so today I'm diving into, it is called Dear Love. And at the end of this episode, I will write. Okay, bye-bye. I'm already messing this up. Bro, I'm like at 10 bars and I've already messed this up. Okay, welcome back. Let's try this again. So in this episode, I'm going to read a letter that I wrote to love. So the name of this episode is Dear Love, but the lesson of this episode is definitely do not take it personal. So I was gonna honestly, like, this new season, I was gonna focus so heavily about like talking to people about this, but this particular episode, I really feel like it's more of like my advice, my opinion, on particular situations. And I have learned to walk the talk, let me tell you. And like, you know, when you're trying to influence people, it's almost like the universe or whomever you believe in, it just starts placing these tasks in front of you. So it's like, oh, okay, bet you're telling millions and millions of people across the globe to act a certain type of way, or at least try to act in a certain manner, or try to take things gracefully, and you're attempting to spread that love and that awareness to people. Okay, cool. So now we're going to put you in those situations and we're going to see, like, all right, well, you want them to be a certain way or try to handle things away. We're going to put you in those situations. And like, honestly, 99.9% of what I speak to you guys about, I've personally gone through or am going through. Just to give you a little bit of piece of advice. I don't like the high and mighty approach. Like, oh, I've read so many books and I've listened to so much audio, which is true, by the way, but I would never say that. But I wouldn't try that whole like nose in the air thing. Okay. Cause like, it's like people say it all the time. And it's something I stand on, okay? A doctor does not need to be diagnosed with cancer for them to know how to get through it. A therapist does not need to go through what you've been through in order for them to give you the tools to help you, right? So when we see things and we are better observers and we are better teachers than we are learners. And that is the truth. Like, we can give all the advice in the world, but it's a whole other ballpark when we start taking our own advice. So in this podcast journey, what I did with you guys since season one is I actually went through things and told you guys my experiences with all of them. And I think the one lesson that I really want to touch on, especially with, you guys already know, August is about to be over, you know, cuffing season's like literally like peeking at you, like, yo, you got someone? Not yet? Okay, cool. But you have like two more months to get this shit right, you know, excuse my French, but you know, like that's, and it taunts you. And in every season, the last 4 years, I have mentioned, wow, I can't believe it's season four, trip out, but I have mentioned, don't let this time get to you. And if you guys are wondering what I'm referring to and you're new here, hi, by the way, welcome, Covey. But in season three, season two, I believe, I don't know, I have to get my season straight, but there is an episode called Cuffing Season, and that one will help you through it. But anyways, I digress, okay? A lot of times we're in situations where, you know, in this hookup culture, right? So my entire goal in creating this podcast, obviously, like I mentioned earlier, it was not only experiencing these things with you guys, going through them together, you know, embarking on this journey together, and then helping you guys and giving you guys what I feel like was the best in that moment. But and part of the hookup culture is also embracing the aspect of you have choices. And I want to put emphasis on that, because you can't say like, oh, I love living in a time where we have choices and we have options and we don't feel tied down, to then when others have choices and options for you to get upset about that, right? So we no longer live in a time where, and again, to each their own, but I'm talking about a very specific dating culture that we're in right now. We no longer live in the time where we really have that much of a say in what the person that we're dating is doing, really, unless you're intimate with them on, and it's, again, some people are not only physically intimate, they're emotionally intimate. There's so many layers to it, right? But if, let's just say intimacy, whatever that range is for you, if there's a level of intimacy and you feel like there's boundaries and you have your own morals and values, by all means, you can keep to them and you can keep continuing to look for others that share those morals and values, because I promise you there's plenty. But the point that I'm trying to make here is, when somebody is dating you and somebody is talking to you and they're trying to get to know you, right? And there's multiple like facets of like opportunity, right? Like there's so many different types of people and they're getting to know and they feel a stronger connection. And let's say they're a monogamous person like yourself or whomever, whatever their preference is. Let's just say that they feel the strongest connection with someone else and it's not you. Why does that immediately take you to the point where you feel like, what did I do? What did I say? Oh my gosh, is it me? Is it because I look this way or I talk this way or I dress this way or I didn't say this enough or I didn't do that? Immediately we are like our worst critic. And I guess what I want to tell you guys to do is when that's happening and you're in that state of like, this is all me, you need to give yourself grace. You need to go, you know what? This has nothing to do with me. Actually, as a matter of fact, it's none of my business. Because when you're getting to know somebody, you have a certain standard and you set your boundaries, right? If you're getting to know them right off rip and you're like, hey, I'm not the type of person that gets to know multiple people at once, then you create that boundary and you go, listen, if I'm talking to you, it's only you and that's it. That's it.com. Okay. But if it's not that way, and you're like, okay, well, I mean, I don't want them to ask me questions because I'm kind of exploring my options too. See, immediately people get sick. They get sick, mate. They get sick to their stomach. They're like, why? I don't like the idea. Who the heck? I mean, respectfully, it is not a comfortable idea. Somebody you care about getting to know somebody else or somebody you care about telling you like, hey, you know what? I made this connection with someone else. I'm just going to continue to pursue that. I'm sorry. You know, like those situations are not easy. But what I will tell you in those moments is you gotta have confidence. You gotta stand on what you know. You gotta stand on the fact that, like, you know what? I'll use myself for example. When I have been in these situations, when a situation like this happens, I immediately go, like, you know what? Well, I know what I bring to the table. I know who I am. I know what I can bring. I know what I do. I know how I show up. I know that it's not me and it's not them. And I'm not going to be salty and bitter and cast blame and portray all this anger on a situation or people when I could just go, yo, like, respectfully, you're lost. Like, respectfully, it's not like so much like it's a loss, like, oh, you're going to regret this one day. Nothing like that. It's like, it's more of like a, yo, like, I'm confident that there is going to be someone else that's going to appreciate a lot of things that you didn't 100%, like, or maybe there's going to be a stronger connection out there for me. And I don't have to worry about this again. Like, you enjoy your life. Like, you enjoy what you're doing. Like, no hard feelings. Isn't it so much easier to live like that? And then people are like, well, no, that's just not realistic. Why? Why is what I just said not realistic? Why is you being okay with not being okay unrealistic? What's wrong with like, okay, well, yeah, that's cool. I mean, yeah, no hard feelings. I mean, yeah, you're allowed to be disappointed. Of course you're allowed to be hurt. Of course you're allowed to feel so many range of emotions, embarrassed, upset, like whatever it may be. But at the end of the day, I promise you, once those emotions come and go, you're going to be sitting there as like, okay, and? Like, seriously, and? Because when you walk around with the energy of like, I got this, like people like me because I like me, that's a completely different level of confidence. You know, people like to like argue about it and say like, oh, well, that's arrogance. Oh, that's on like narcissism. And oh, everybody that's insecure, no offense, will always have a way to put down somebody that is confident in who they are. They will find a gap. They'll be like, oh, that doesn't even make sense. It's giving desperate, or it's giving this, it's giving that. You know what you're giving? You're giving bully, fam. Like, you're giving like, no one wants to be around you anyways. You're giving, I have internal issues and I'm trying to deflect it by making fun of someone else. That's what that's giving, you know? I think in these situations, it's really important for you to remember and stand on what you bring to the table for yourself. Like, if you are not your own favorite company, how do you expect to be anybody else's? I'm gonna repeat that one more time. If you are not your own favorite company, how do you expect to be anybody else's? We shy away from that, you know, and like in these situations we break. Like, this is why this one episode is going to be a little bit more deep, because it's kind of like, why do you go in on yourself so hard? Why do you feel like you need to punish yourself? What is it really that you're upset about? Like, you cared about the person, sure. You let them in emotionally, sure. You let them in physically, sure. You did those things, yeah. Is it disappointing? Cool. understand that, feel it, and release it. You don't have to stand on that negativity and that energy and then telling yourself like, oh, they're not shit and blah blah blah. Like, don't do that, because you and I both know you care about them still. You and I both know that. And like, low key, I'm like, I trip out. Like, respectfully, I don't really resonate or relate with people that can get like super cold. You know what I mean? Like, I can't look at a situation or a person that I care about and be like icy. Like, even if they're being icy towards me, like, I can't do that. The only time I'm icing you out and I'm not talking to you again is there's some forebodings that you're not going to do what you're not going to do. And there's a lot of people that have received that iciness from me, and y'all know who you are and y'all know what you did. That's all I got to say. But it takes a lot to get there. You know, like, you shouldn't ice out somebody because you feel rejected. I'm going to repeat that. You should not ice somebody out because you feel rejected, because your perception of the situation is not real. They did not reject you. You know, like, somebody told me, like, if it seems this way, doesn't it mean it's that way? No, no, actually, no. I absolutely don't agree with that. Like, it goes back to me not agreeing. Okay. What the? No, it goes back to me not agreeing with, okay, get it together. Deep breath. It goes back to me not agreeing with the phrase, if they wanted to, they would. I don't agree with that. I'm sorry, I don't. There's so many aspects and layers to that. Like, sometimes people really want to do something, but they have to help out a family member, or they really want to do something else, or they want to see you, but they have other financial obligations. Or sometimes people really want to text you, but they might have like their own issues. That doesn't mean that they don't care about you. So I don't receive that energy. Like, to me, it's every situation, every single person is complex. The only person that's going to dictate how your life goes down in these type of situations. You know, I was going to edit this stuff out, but I'm just leaving it. I'm just kick pushing right past this like freaking Lupe fiasco. Okay. So all I'm saying is, in these particular situations, you have your own set of morals and values. Nobody else's opinion matters. You decide what's right and wrong. You know what feels right. You know what feels wrong. You and no one else determines enough is enough. If you continue to be a revolving door for somebody, understand that that patience is amazing and admirable and everything. But at what point does that person start to respect you if you can't even respect yourself? If you can't put your foot down with somebody and say like, nope, sorry, you want to be with them, stand on it. I'm not doing this anymore with you. And I know that feeling. It's like, oh, am I making a mistake? What am I doing? The bottom line is, it's never something that you need to take personally. Never. Granted, there's going to be situations where you're like, oh, I could have done this differently and I could have done that differently. Absolutely. Absolutely. We love an accountable queen or king. We love it. But at the end of the day, mate, you cannot look at a situation and go, all right, well, F you then. I'm out. I mean, you could, sure, but this episode is not about that. This episode is not for you to, that's not the advice I'd ever give you. I mean, people look at me, they're like, how the heck do you have the patience that you have? How do you have the care? How do you have the compassion? How do you have empathy for people that are not showing that same energy? It's like, okay, well, they're not showing it. Doesn't mean I'm not that person. It doesn't mean I'm sitting here thinking like, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not going to lie. The truth always comes out. You know, the truth always comes out. It always finds its ways. That, like, when you hurt a good person, you'll know. When you fumble somebody, you'll know. You just know. There's so much hyper awareness that comes with this junk, you know. But what I do know, that in the process of feeling this rejection and feeling this stuff and taking it personal, there's this thing called love. This is where I'm gonna get mad cheesy, son. There's this thing called love, and I actually wrote love a letter, and I'm gonna read it to you guys. I thought it was so beautiful because it was literally like, I mean, I read this the other day after I was upset about a situation. I'm like, oh, dang, this is actually a good one. Hold on. Let me find it. Give me a sec. All right, bet I found it. Oh, my God. All right. It says, dear love. All right. You have been all I've been chasing. And as I grow older, I realize the moments you have entered my life, you've always been there. From the first smile I got from my parents and loved ones when I entered this world, from the laughs of the souls I've touched my entire life, you made this confusing thing called life worth every waking moment. You've been around me in the darkest of moments, and although I've had moments when I felt the capacity of love comes with a huge abstract concept that with great moments come harder ones to get through. I understood when I signed life's contract that I'm going to have a human experience, and I know that the driving force of all that beauty is rooted in love. At a young age, I fell in love with love after watching so many movies and shows, but more specifically Moulin Rouge. I knew what I always wanted to leave behind in this world, and it was my footprints love has made in my life and truly changed people's perspective and lives for the best. I know that the moments when we question why things are the way they are, there's always an answer. You have blessed my life with giving me the capacity to love, and I just want to express how grateful I am. Thank you for showing me that people can love me in so many ways past romantic feelings. People all show up in their own way, and there isn't a textbook definition of love, no matter what culture and society has imprinted in our minds. I forgive everyone and everything that has made me feel like my love wasn't enough, or I wasn't giving the right kind of love. All I've ever been is happy seeing others happy. Somewhere along the lines, we forget that we need to allow people to give us love, to receive it. People come in and out of our lives constantly, giving us pieces of themselves, and we still don't think it's enough. But I'm grateful, and I'm grateful and humbled to be able to feel and impact people the way that we do. It's such a beautiful journey, and thank you for always choosing me, love, even when I don't choose myself. Thank you for wiping my tears and keeping me strong and always bringing someone or something or anything to make me feel that. Thank you for always showing up and thank you for giving me the capacity to love, because everywhere I look, if I look hard enough, you're there. I appreciate everything you bring and continue to flood into my life. And I can say this in the most uncertain times, it just shows what I'm truly capable of. And I know, I know how corny I am sometimes, okay? I'm fully aware of how corny I can be, but honestly, tell me that that was in deep AF right now, okay? So like, thank love. Just don't do that to yourself. You are love. You are a huge vessel of it. And on that note, I'm gonna STF you, because I want you guys to just process this episode, feel it, just let it in, embrace love. Don't take it personal, babe. It's not you. It's not them. It's nothing. It's no one. It's just the way that it is. To the stars, my cubbies. Mwah.